Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about something that I call one of the stealth benefits of small business ownership. You know, folks, when you thought about starting a business, if you are thinking about it or if you already own a small business, you know that the classic financial benefits that any of us derive from that ownership typically falls into two categories. One is just the classic earned income as an employee of our company. Hopefully we can take a salary, maybe some bonuses, and all that's reported in our W-2 as earned income from our business, just as if we were an employee of another company, right? Well, that's one of the ways, and hopefully over time your business does well and you can take as much as you can afford from the company. Could be maybe for a while it's nothing. Maybe down the road it's nothing too. We all have that, right? Where there are not enough paychecks to go around sometimes. But and then eventually maybe you can start making a lot of money, earned income. The second one is unearned income, also known as investment income, and this is distributions from profits of the business, from the operation of the business, and hopefully one day from the sale of the business, distributions of profits from operating the business, and you know at the end of the year you could take some distributions, but those are not earned income. It's not earned income. That's unearned income or investment income, and you'll see the differences in a few minutes. But there are other ownership advantages besides those two. And I call them the stealth benefits of ownership, of business ownership, because they're not as evident as the operating opportunities. The stealth benefit that is not only the most generally accepted, but also has the most wealth creation potential is to personally own the real estate in which your business operates. This is a big deal, folks. And I've talked about this in the past, but I think it's worth, that's the reason why I want to talk about it again, because this is a very important topic. Here's an invariable. Every business is a tenant of a landlord under a commercial lease. Whatever, regardless of the business, it is a tenant of some other entity with a commercial lease. Now, and there are many financial and strategic reasons to lease property from someone else, someone that's a different person, right? But this arrangement only offers tax advantages, which includes deducting the expenses operating with a lease, whatever you have to pay to have the lease. But there are no direct investment benefits of leasing property from someone else. Maybe strategic, some tax benefits, but no direct investment benefits. Now let's consider a lease relationship that includes these stealth benefits. As long as your business is legally structured as a tax reporting entity like a sub-S corp or an LLC, limited liability company, you can accrue those stealth benefits that I talked about by personally owning the real estate your business operates in and becoming the landlord of that legal entity I just talked about. Here's an example. Your company's name is Smith Enterprises Incorporated, and it is the tenant of Tom Smith, that's you, who is the property owner as an individual, but also the sole shareholder of the tenant, Smith Enterprises Incorporated. So you, as an individual, own the real estate. You own all the stock, let's say, in this corporate, this sub-S corporation, and your corporation leases the real estate from you. That's how you set this up. The first stealth benefits are that your business doesn't have to worry about prohibitive rent increases. You're the tenant. You're not going to overcharge your company more than they could pay, because obviously, for obvious reasons, right? So if it were an arm's length transaction with somebody else, you wouldn't have control over that. Or you don't have to worry about getting kicked out because the landlord won't renew your lease. There's a stealth benefit right there. Other stealth benefits are tax and investment related, and here they are. As with any lease, the business deduction, can deduct expenses before net profits pass through to the shareholders. You know how that works. That's just like a regular lease. As the owner and the landlord, you personally deduct expenses necessary to deliver on that lease agreement, including mortgage interest, depreciation, maintenance, whatever is your part of making those leasehold improvements available to your tenant, your company, you get to deduct those from your taxes. Profits arising from this venture are taxed as unearned, or as I said earlier, you can call it unearned income. Some people call it investment income. The technical term is unearned income. Subject to income tax, but not payroll tax. Think about that. And unlike your business, sometimes when you are profitable, most profits and even some losses in the real estate transaction that you were talking about comes with distributable cash. Oftentimes comes with distributable cash. Here's another example. Upon the ultimate sale of the business, one of these days you go sell it. Basis adjusted profit, whatever you make above your basis, is taxed at the current capital gains rate, which is typically less than income tax. Over time, as rents rise, your mortgage stays constant, mortgage payment stays constant, but the cash distribution monthly from the rent goes up, right? There's another stealth financial benefit. And when the mortgage is paid off, your property becomes a cash-producing annuity. So, folks, think about that. There are a handful, at least a big handful, of advantages to you owning the real estate personally that your corporate entity business operates in and leases from you. Talk to your CPA about it. Talk to your attorney about it. Think about it. Read this article that I've written about this, and see the other things we are on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. This is one of the great stealth benefits. One of the great advantages of being a small business owner is being able to own the real estate that your business operates in. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.